Say anything before you sign off, Mark?
No, it's just great to see you. Oh yeah, if I'll be continuing to lead free classes on Facebook and YouTube, so just find me on Facebook or go to my website, marktanakayoga.com, and find classes. I'll be doing it all week this week and next week. So check in, and awesome. I'll hang out for a while too. So I look forward to seeing you guys and connecting soon. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks. So it's a good moment for everybody to do a little stretch, wiggle, get water, go to the bathroom if you need to do that kind of transition before we switch over to Annalisa and Danny. Danny's going to give us a little Zoom tutorial, and then Annalisa is going to take us on a deep dive into our awareness, body, mind. Hello. There you all are. My screen just froze.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Should I get started with that first, or give everyone a few minutes to transition?
Maybe just give everyone another minute or two to just transition to people who call for change and talk on. I'm just taking that a second. And as you all are that are just in, be inside yourself. Did any kind of like shake it out, stretch? Just do a little drop through your central channel, finding your sits bones, finding the ease in your diaphragm and in your belly.
I would say we go ahead and allow Danny to give us a little tiny Zoom tutorial for whoever needs that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hi, everybody. It's good to see all of you on here. Imagine a lot of you have used Zoom, maybe more so recently than in the past, and some of you this might be new to explore. So I'm just going to share some really basic things that are useful to know so we can kind of make the best use of our time together. First thing I want to bring your awareness to is on the top right corner of your screen. There should be a button that says speaker view or gallery view when you click on it. And so that'll switch back and forth between being able to see everybody on the screen at the same time. And there might be multiple pages that you have to kind of scroll through to get to see everybody. And if you click on speaker view, it'll highlight whoever the main speaker is. And so when Annalisa or another teacher is offering something, choosing speaker view is probably a good idea to have your awareness just be focused there. And when we're doing things that are focused on more connecting to everybody and connecting to us all being here together, switching to gallery view so that you see everybody might be a good idea. And so you can know that that's an option for you. Another thing, just to kind of mitigate sound, please make sure that you are muted if you are not talking. And if we see anyone is unmuted and is having problems with that, some of the hosts, myself, Holly, and Michael McDonald might go ahead and mute you if you're making sound. And so just know that that's a possibility. There is a chat box on the bottom of the screen. If you scroll all the way down to the bottom, you can see a chat. And so there might be a reason to send messages to everybody at some point, or when you click on the chat, there's a little drop-down box on the bottom that says to, and you can send a private message to somebody. And so listed under LAI Connects, kind of both me and Holly are listed there. And so you can send us a private message if you're having some kind of technical issue and you need help and support in some way. When you go to the kind of participants button on the bottom of the screen, you can kind of see a list of everybody. There should be an option for you to raise your hand. And so at some point, if we're doing shares or we're kind of talking as a group, if you want to raise your hand and then we can call on you and unmute you when it's your time to speak, that can help balance a lot of us trying to share something and get our attention at the same time. And the last thing I want to mention is please go ahead and on the screen of your little box, there should be kind of three dots on the right-hand corner, and you can rename yourself. And so if your full name is not already listed on your name on the screen, please put rename and put your full name there, because at some point we're going to be doing breakout groups and minis, and we're going to be organizing people in different rooms. And if people, you know, have the same last name, it's going to be harder to find everyone. So if your full name is there, that'll make it easier for us to put you into the groups you need to be in. And I believe that's all we need to know. And so if anyone has any particular challenges or questions, you can send a private chat to either Holly or I, listed as the LAI Connects, and we'll help you out.
Awesome. Thank you, Danny. Okay. So everybody, just one big breath in. Arms up, inhaling and exhaling with an ah. And then just finding the space in your heart. Nice little warm heart space, and opening your field to welcome Annalisa. She's gonna lead us for the morning. And doing a little tune, just tuning Annalisa's field so that she can feel you and so that she feels welcome. Yeah, the good practice. What does her field need? Yeah. There you go. I think she feels it. All right, I'll turn it over to you, Annalisa.
Hello, everyone. I want us to feel a little bit of this collective energy. So I want everyone to take yourself off mute. We're going to go back on in a little bit, but does everyone unmute yourself right now? Right now. And then everyone,
hi. Up, everyone.
Hello.
Hello, buddy.
Hi.
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 Thanks.
Wah, 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 wah.
Can you see everyone?
I can see a bunch.
I wonder. Yeah.
Feel the energy of everybody? I'm ready. Who studies that? Let us know that our immune system is incredibly protective when we're full of positive energy and happiness. Find your joy in life, find some joy, and then you're going to go, wow, yeah! You ready?
I have my video on. I love you guys.
Mute now. I'm just going to go ahead and mute everybody, and then we'll unmute you, Annalisa.
Muter. Powerful. Everyone muted. Okay, so what we just experienced was the subtle level of energy and training. When we all made sound and we all felt our joy, there was some energy for us to connect to as a group. And how many of you could feel that energy? Raise your hand. How many could feel the energy? Yeah, when we even just made sound as a group, there was a feeling that you could feel, the felt sense. Beautiful. So now we're gonna shift again. And we're going to notice if we have ordinary thinking. We're going to notice where our thought-based self is. And if you can locate your thought-based self, put your hands and show me where it is. Where is our thought-based self? And feel that it sometimes can feel like tension. So really, just become aware of any part of you that's in that tension. And notice it, really, kind of like a little research, like get in there with your awareness and get intimate with it. What's the texture of this thought-based self? What's its quality? What's its texture? Really get to know it a little bit. And then a couple of you, Danny, can you make it, are they forced? Can they unmute themselves if they want?
Yeah, I believe that they can.
Okay. So a few people from the group, tell me what their thought-based self feels like. Someone unmute yourself and just thought-based self feel like.
A helmet.
A helmet. Cool. It's a hard helmet. So get a really nice, anyone else in the group feel helmet quality in their thought-based self? Maybe you can raise your hand so Dexter can know he's not alone. Yeah. Can someone else describe what their thought-based ego mind feels like?
A brick.
A brick. Who's that? Oh, there she is. Hi. Show us your brick. Yeah, okay, there's the brick. Okay, beautiful. Anybody else find their thought-based self?
Yeah, it feels like a hard metal ball.
A hard metal ball. Wow, we've got a theme in our group, you guys. We got hard as a theme. You guys got some solid thought-based selves these days. Wow. Okay, there's a theme. It's good to know. Want to know what we're doing. Okay. So, and also just notice its location, its texture. And then play with this. Play with going inside of it and looking at reality from your thought-based mind.
Mm.
And then practice coming out of it. And then feeling what it's like to not be in your thought-based mind. Your thought, ego-based self. Just come out of it and see. And then get back in. Like, notice what it's like. Maybe try to solve some problems. Oh, there's a lot of world problems I'm worried about. Get into your worry mind. Notice the texture of your worry mind, the one that's trying to figure out what to do. Really notice that. Maybe show its location with your hands. Where's the location of the worrier or the fear-based being? Yeah, just notice those parts. Where does it live? And then notice what it's like to unhook from that and shift into that which is not the thoughts and not the worry. See what else is here. Find, instead of thought-based, see if you can shift into awareness-based. And could someone tell me what that feels like when you make that shift? Maybe go back and forth and tell me what the difference is between the two.
For me, this is Debbie, it feels like a relief. Like I feel like all this tightness and like this closing in and these blinders. And then when I go out of it, it's like this like space, just like relief.
Beautiful. So there's a spacious quality, which is very different than the kind of tension of the thinker?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Can some other people share?
Ahama?
Yeah. Got confused there if someone was sharing or not. What's the difference? Someone else share.
This is Jason. The thought feels like a river. So it's got direction, it's got flow, but it's also got this these boundaries and limitations to where it can go. And stepping outside of that feels like an ocean or a sea, just hard to put boundaries around.
Okay, so not only is it spacious, but there's a feeling of there's no boundary, like instead of something small and local.
Yes.
The sensation of something that's vast and without boundaries.
For me, it feels like calm and also light, mm-hmm. and very like sort of almost like liquidy, like very flexible.
Mm.
Versus before, it's like exactly I felt this too, this like hardness.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. Does anyone else relate to the way they're describing that? Will you raise your hand, wave if you relate that difference between the thought based self, and then when we unhook from it, the space that starts to happen, the lightness, you feel that? Yeah? Beautiful.
Yeah. For me, it's like density that expands stuff, like all the problems in this all were to start spreading out further and further and further until I'm experiencing all of that space in between all of it, and it's much, you know, it's loose and flowing and flexible and broad.
Right, so that expands out and out and out, and there's loose and flowing. Beautiful. So let's see what happens as a group. Let's see if we can coordinate our efforts. One of the things I want us to feel is something about collective. And I want us to understand that while we don't have physical contact with each other, that awareness can feel the collective. Awareness is non-local. Awareness has no boundary. Awareness is not caught in the little room that you're in right now. awareness exists bigger than this world, right? So feel what it's like to realize that our awareness is so large that we can actually feel every person in this group at once. And we've practiced this in school, but the distance that we now have just gives us a deeper practice. So let's take a moment and get yourself comfortable. And then find that awareness that is so much larger than your thinking. And see if your awareness can feel the beautiful quality of the field of this group as a collective, like as a body. So as this group comes together, we become like one body and we unite our awareness and our energy. And feel what it's like to let this whole group find this body of us. And feel the quality of us, our awareness, our energy. Really allow yourself to feel this whole group at once. What is the felt sense of this collection, this collective? What happens when we unite our awareness and our energy together? Really feel when we all bring our awareness to this group at once. What's the felt sense? What happens to our bodies, our own energy, when we connect into this field of the group? And noticing the quality of what it feels like when this whole group unites its awareness, unites our energy, when we become coherent as a group. And just see if you can drop your awareness into the heart of the group. Really feel the deep heart of this group, these beings. Drop your awareness into the heart of this group. Awareness, just with the intention, finding the heart of this group, like a shining heart, and feel how that heart of this group is rooted in the ground of the ultimate heart. Allowing your awareness, it's easiest to feel the heart of this group from your heart awareness. So finding your own heart, that spacious heart that has a knowing, and let that heart connect to this heart of this group. And feel what happens when you drop into that interconnectedness with everyone. What happens when you really allow yourself to feel interconnected with all these beings through the heart, all at once, really connecting with all these beings through the heart? Beautiful. And if someone were to speak from here, what do they feel when they connect with this group, when they connect through the heart? What's something that someone can feel? How do you describe this experience?
I feel like a surge of energy. I feel more awake, like energized.
Beautiful. So there's more energy available, and it's waking you up.
I feel a more open heart, and I feel more secure, more.
Oh, yeah, there's something in our interconnectedness that can open our heart and help us feel even more secure, like we belong, like we're part of something. And we feel that belonging, that interconnected belonging. Yeah. Does anyone else want to share?
I feel rivers of golden light, like braiding and dancing together.
So good. Well, it's like these rivers that are unique in their quality, intermingling, yet also like part of an ocean. Feel that, like we are rivers dancing and we are an ocean together. Yeah.
I feel the coherence and stability.
Yeah, there's a coherence when it's like a clicking. Can anyone feel this capacity to click in? And then it creates a sense of stability. Yeah. Yeah, so some people might feel the rivers. That's that feminine aspect of this field. And some people might feel the coherence and its structure and how we're contained with each other. And that's that more masculine, structured part of our fields.
I feel boundless tenderness.
Can you say it one more time?
Boundless tenderness.
Oh, yeah, the boundless.
Yes, I was moved to tears by the everybody's loving heart becoming one heart.
Yeah. Yeah. How many of us long to get to feel this heart-to-heart connection all the time, right? Isn't it beautiful when we can acknowledge that we're our heart-to-heart connection? Yeah. And what I want to keep emphasizing is just what happens when we as a group really allow ourselves to acknowledge it. One more time, just drop into your hearts that tenderness, that beautiful, loving tenderness. And feel what happens as a group when we collect and feel this heart that we share. Because on some level, it's one heart that we're sharing. But we're all putting our awareness there at the same time. What happens? Something gets magnified. Yeah, do you feel that magnified? Does someone else want to share? I love getting to hear everyone's voice and experience.
I felt this magnetic pull lifting me up. At the same time, I felt like I was melting into it.
Beautiful. Yeah, it was something that uplifts us. Can you guys feel that? It literally is uplifting. But then what melts is anything that thinks it's separate. Can you feel that? There's like we're uplifting into this goodness. And then at the same time, we're melting anything that thinks it's separate, that's been falling into the illusion of separateness. Yeah.
I'm feeling like this broken openness, actually, like it's going really deep. Like there's parts that almost feel painful that are opening.
Yeah, beautiful. And feel how that pain is safe to flow when you have this much support. It's like you don't have to try to hide pain, because right now you are saturated in love and support. And it's just allowing that depth to open, whatever needs to open. Yeah, beautiful.
I feel a magnification of like a pain and heaviness.
Will you speak one more time so I can find you on the screen? I'm still learning this. I heard the words. Oh, there you are. Yeah. So what you're feeling is what's already there that might have been out of awareness. And now it's feeling safe enough to allow. And I want to say something before, because our group put in train. And so I want to talk about something called entrainment right now. So if you have heard the word entrainment before, will you wave your hand? And if you haven't heard the word, will you wave your hand? Okay, so there are some people who haven't heard that word before. Okay. So entrainment is actually a scientific phenomena, even though it relates to subtle energy too. There was a discovery made years ago when someone was sick in bed is when they made this discovery, is they noticed that they had a Big Ben clock and it was swinging like this. And what they realized is they had another Big Ben clock that was swinging and it was in a different swing. And what happened over time is when these clocks were put together, this is a phenomena that they entrained to each other and that they ended up in the same swing. You feel that? So entrainment has to do with this idea that we match each other in rhythm, and we match each other, basically I would say we match each other in wave. So when we come together in Luminous and we use our awareness to connect to that which is already well, and then that shifts our energy into this well-being, what we do is we create a collective field of energy that has a wave in it. And that wave is emitting a signal. And what's beautiful about that is as a group, we have power to make that signal stronger. You get that? Maybe just nod your heads. I'm learning how to be on Zoom with you. Thank you. I need a little interaction. So we all the time are actually dealing with this phenomena of entrainment, which means when we are around someone who's in a deep state of love and their energy is in the wavelengths of that coherence and love, it naturally carries us into love. It naturally carries us into that coherence and that well-being because we entrain. That's nature. And then also what can happen and has been happening for some people is that there is a field right now of a lot of beings on the planet who are feeling afraid. And they're emitting a signal. And so right now there's a wave of fear on the planet, and some of us could entrain to it if we're not aware. Doesn't mean we have to, because I'm going to teach us how not to. But you've got to understand that there's a larger group field that's going into certain frequencies of mind that could affect our system. But one of the things we can be aware of is that, for instance, this field, the luminous field that we are all creating together, that is grounded in the deepest dimension of well-being, has the capacity to generate a different field.
one that actually can signal to us, okay, it's like a bifurcation point, like two roads diverged in yellow wood. One could go with the group field that's heading towards fear, and one could go towards the group field that's heading towards awakened well-being love. And one of the things that I want us to be aware of is that as a community, we have a power because there's more than one of us. We can send a signal as a group to each other, and we can send a signal to the world. And that signal is more needed than ever right now. It's like there's a need for those of us who have an access that many don't have. There's a need for us to generate that signal. It's sort of like so it can be found, right? So part of it is also learning to unite our signal, to realize that there is a felt sense of connection. That even though we might be spending more time without physical connection or physical touch with people, that we actually in this time can deepen our felt sense of connection on the most fundamental level, right? So let's play with that again. As a group, first, find the thinker or the worrier, because that's the part that tends to send the less coherent signals. So go ahead and we all have one. So find yours. And a lot of time, let me just say something that our beautiful parts often feel like they need to solve problems. And what they don't know is that the best, the place in us that can most solve any kind of problem is this greater intelligence. Like the little mini mind that we get caught in is actually less capable, but sometimes it gets frantic trying. Does anyone relate to that? That your mini mind is like trying to figure stuff out. Yeah, I love when you guys put up your hands because then I know you're with me. Yeah. So I've had that happen to me too, where the what's happening right now is changing so fast that parts go, I need to do something about it. But when they want to do something about it, then we really clench into the part that tries to figure out. Can you guys relate to that? Figure outers? Yeah. And then the more we try to figure out and get caught in that part, the less resourced we feel. The more we start getting trapped inside that which produces suffering and creates that signal to our body and to the world. So what we need to really learn to do is how do we notice that part and unhook from it, okay? And then what we're gonna be practicing over these next 4 days is we're gonna go even beyond getting beyond the part, we're gonna actually learn to put our awareness, as we've been practicing with our meditations, deep into a well-being that doesn't come or go, that's actually here no matter what happens in the world. And that well-being and that mind is what's needed now more than ever, okay? So I'm just checking my time. Okay. So go ahead and find your thinker, or find your worrier, or find your doer. And find that doer with awareness, which means your awareness is non-judgmental, it's kind. It's just like, oh, there you are. Hi, I found you. So find that aspect. And then feel what it's like when you're in it. Feel what it's like when you are a little bit larger than it, beyond it, unhooked from it. And feel what it's like if you unhook all the way, whew, into this greater mind. Mm-hmm. And as you unhook from the mini-me into this larger awareness, this is the awareness that can notice that there is a field of love. That there is a field of goodness. And you can let your parts, your doer and your worrier and your figure outer know, let that part of you know that you are going to handle what needs handling. You are going to be responsive to what you're not going into spiritual bypass. You're just moving it into the mind and into the well-being that can actually be with everything that's arising. So let that part know it's okay. You've got it. And then allow your mind to shift. So feel that awareness that's got your back, and it's almost like you're leaning into this incredible goodness that's always been there, but sometimes you get merged in that part and you're not aware of it. So leaning in, And then from here, leaning in. Once you found that awareness that has your back, take a moment, open your eyes really gently, but let them be as if they're feeling this whole space, almost like your eyes can see even behind you. And then feel that awareness that's behind your back and see if you can notice that that awareness is aware of whatever's in front of you. If you have a wall or a plant or an object, feel the awareness that's behind your back aware of whatever's in front of you, like seamlessly through the body. Maybe perhaps when you do that, the body, you feel how awareness is both behind you, through the body, in front of you, touching the wall. And your body may have a new sensation, might feel more transparent. And then notice how vast this awareness really is. Like that the awareness is bigger than your room. Goes way above your ceiling. Goes way outside of your house. Way beneath the ground. This is multi-directional awareness. And then notice if there's still a sense of a local you that's aware of that awareness, and see what it's like to feel the local you. Sometimes I call this the individual consciousness. See what it's like to give the individual consciousness back to its mother, like the river to the ocean. So it's like surrendering all the parts that try hard, that are trying to figure it out, giving them over. And for me, you can use whatever word you want. You could call that the ocean, the mother consciousness. You could call that the field. You can call that God. So just give yourself over. All the parts that tried hard, just give them over. Give them over to this much greater intelligence, much greater well-being. And some of you, as you give yourself over, you might notice that there's like an illuminated well-being that's everywhere, actually. And it's like surrendering the doer, surrendering the local self into that and saying, take me. This much larger mind, this, some people call that God. Notice if that goodness that's all around also starts to fill up your body. There's a goodness that's really everywhere. It's like the illuminated mind of God. It's the illuminated mind of awareness everywhere. Let your whole body be filled with that. And see if you can find that which just is. It doesn't come or go. It is. This bright, illuminated awareness mind is. God is. Love is. Just notice the isness. All sorts of things will come or go, but this is. And rest in this isness that is everywhere and is here. That is the entire universe is, and your heart is. There is a dimension of you that will never die or never go. It is. There is this that is always here under all conditions. Parts of you may not know what to give, what to trust, what to do. Let those parts surrender to that which just always is. This illuminated mind is. God is. Love is. It's like a sound that is always playing. It never goes away. It's one consistent sound. It is. It's at the heart of everything. It is. Mm. Mm. Your thoughts come and go, your emotions come and go, your energy comes and goes. This is always here. It's always everywhere and here. And what does this feel like? Something that we are a part of, yet we are. What is this that never comes and goes? And how can we let any parts of us surrender into this? Let the doers and the triers hand over everything that they have, everything they're worried about, everything they carry. Hand it over to this, which is. And see what it's like to shift from being aware of this illuminated God, this illuminated mind, aware of this everywhere brightness that's inside of everything, to being this. Being the heart of God, being the illuminated awareness. And can someone speak from here? What does this feel like?
This is Jason here. This feels so familiar. So natural.
Yes, exactly. This is our nature. This is remembering who we are. This is beautiful. This is when the clouds have parted and what's always been here. Someone else share.
This is Mandy. Feels like wholeness, pure.
Wholeness. Beautiful. It's a complete wholeness. Nothing is outside of this. Nothing exists outside of this. Feel this. This which is actually, it's whole and it's also holding. It's whole and holding us at the same time. Wholeness and holding.
Feels like the light of the light tower.
The light of the light tower. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and feel how that light of the light tower is actually illuminated in everything. Take a moment and with your awareness eyes, look at the objects in your room and notice they're illuminated from within. That light tower is the brightness that's inside of everything. It's that mind, that deep awake mind that's in everything. There is a light that is illuminating everything from within. Anyone else want to share from here? What is this like?
It's like the voice of the atomic light in everyone. Announcing itself all at once.
Mm-hmm. You feel that? Announcing itself all at once. There's like a, when you say announcing, it sort of brings up the vibratory quality. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. anyone else want to share?
I'm noticing a tremendous vibratory power that's both atomic, like Ethan said, but also incredibly soft at the same time.
Beautiful, yes. Yes, and so sometimes I like to shift my awareness. And I apologize if anyone has a reaction to the word God. It, to me, is a word that just sums. But you can, anytime I say the word God, if that's a word you don't like, you can call it awareness, you can call it the field, you can call it the mind of being. Whatever your words are, we're all just pointing to something. But you can feel that sometimes there is the mind of God, which is this very, very fine. That's the awake awareness aspect, the mind of God. There's the body of God. That's the simultaneous, all at once fullness. That's the more vibratory. So the body, you could say the love of God. And there's that gentle, soft, warm, receptive here-ness, love. And you could say the power of God. And then you might even feel how your belly gets fuller when you point to the power of God, which is everywhere, vibratory fullness. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And notice that as we're doing this practice together, we are supporting each other. The fact that we are together is amplifying this experience to be found. Some people might be not yet finding it, but they are within a field that is bringing them there. We are creating the signal right now with our awareness. We are recognizing this dimension, and it is generating a signal that supports all of us. Anyone else? What's it like when we feel, when our awareness just keeps glimpsing and keeps finding this everywhere illuminated well-being, this everywhere inside ourselves, inside the center of our being? There is something that is so deep within us that it is a chasm that has no edges. That depth and that width are everywhere.
Can I share a different experience? Can I share a different experience?
If right now I want people to speak from it, and if there's a struggle, I'd like to address it after, because we're still in training people to it. Yeah.
Well, I hear a sound of...
You hear it? Say it again, sweetheart.
I really related to what Ethan said about the atomic announcement, because whenever I access that, I hear a sound coming from inside and everywhere. Yeah. And the way to describe it is, it's not this, but this is the closest I can get, is the sound of a crow. It's like this caw, you know, like really amazing sound. Mm-hmm. That's how I experience the vibration.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, Ethan likes that. Anyone else want to share? And part of the reason we're sharing people's experiences, because there's many doorways to this, and I may have touched yours or not in the way I pointed. And so as other people share, anyone who hasn't found it, you can try how someone else is describing it. For someone, the sound might be the door. For someone, that sense of softness is the door. For someone, it's the announcing or the light.
When I come to it, it's everything and everyone has a everything lights up, everything glows. The people, the chair, the animals, the trees.
Yeah, that glow.
It all glows.
Yeah, and we can literally look for that glow, because it's always there. If our awareness looks at a door or we look at each other, we can look to the dimension that is that glow, which is ultimately that bright consciousness. It's actually, there's energy, but deeper than energy is the brightness of consciousness itself. That's the brightness of awareness that then creates the energy that becomes bliss or illuminated. Mm. So we can look to that dimension and see it's there. Any more shares?
like to share?
It's almost like this essential energy of divine intelligence that kind of fits in, that holds all particles together. Mm-hmm. That just like, whoosh.
Yeah, and that's another doorway. You can know it through its intelligence, through its knowing. That's why I also call it the mind. Awake awareness is the mind level. Simultaneous is mind and energy, or mind energy form, right? So right now we're pointing to the mind, that intelligence, it's knowing. Feel that intelligence, it's so much greater than our mental intelligence. Feel that kind of intelligence. Or God's knowing.
I would like to share. For me, it's very intimate. Mm. It's like when I go inside, there's this singularity. And it's cozy, it's intimate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's everything all at one point.
Beautiful. So feeling that intimacy. When she says that, I also get a feeling of depth in me. It's like there's an intimacy and it's deep. There's a deep profundity in that intimacy, in that closeness. Yeah. And again, that's another door. Everyone has their own way of finding it. And yes, there we are, this intimacy.
A vast, all-accepting wisdom.
Beautiful. So noticing the quality of acceptance, like that however we are, whatever we're feeling, feel how there's no judgment. There's that which is just here with us as we are, whatever sensations, emotions. Yeah, completely unconditionally held. Giving ourselves to that which accepts us in whatever experience we're having.
For me, there's a divine stillness, which contains all the dynamism.
I'm loving you guys are literally going through the benders right now. So Stacy did more of a water and you're in earth. Yeah. So feel that ground of absolute still, unchanging stability, which everything that flows moves through. Containing. Yeah. Nothing to do here. It's just being. Nice. How about just two more shares?
Okay. It gives a quality of transparency, almost like nothing. It's fixated, and I can literally penetrate through something like that.
Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like the feel of like love interconnected like a spider web woven together, and also feeling the feels of like penetration, everything.
Interpenetrating, right. So the spider web of interconnectedness. that's made of love. Yeah, that spider web, that interconnected threads that threads everything together, interdependent, made of love. Beautiful. So we're gonna, in a moment, we're gonna transition. I just wanna say that we don't have to transition from this level of our minds. We can stay in this view. We can keep glimpsing. I also wanna reassure people that if you are having a different experience at this moment, that's absolutely okay. That we are in a process together of learning to recognize, and that there is something about just continuing to glimpse. And I will also be giving more slow, more careful instructions that throughout this 4 days. But I just want you to know that this is a process of being able to find and recognize this dimension of ourself, and recognize the awareness that can experience what some people would call God, or this isness. And what I want to say, I can't say it enough, that even if you're struggling with this, or even if it's you are finding it easily, that if you continue to practice to find this, it will give you a source of well-being that's beyond anything you've ever known. And it will remain no matter what happens in the circumstances in your life. So it is so worth continuing to do whatever it takes to glimpse and find, because it is the source of security. It is the source of well-being. And another thing that Ethan and I have been talking about, because we've been practicing a lot, is when we get filled up with this golden illuminated light of God, of this well-being, it buffers our field from anything that could come in. It actually gives us the strength so that we are even safe in a physical level. So I just want to keep emphasizing that this is a perfect time for us to keep practicing. And if you're struggling, there are people who can help you. There are so many dynamos and lineage people and healers and teachers, and we're all here to guide. And this is the perfect time to deeply strengthen your practice, to keep finding this, which is the source of well-being that is not dependent on anything else. And you will find that the more you find it, it's like an unbelievable freedom, because all the worries of the world can't take this away as you get to learn to stabilize in it. It is such an incredible freedom to realize that that which gives you well-being, that which helps you feel secure, is something that could not be taken away by any external circumstance. And it's so needed right now for each of us and for the world. And I will do anything in my power to help every single one of you have access to this, because it is the source of our well-being, our freedom. And it is needed now more than ever. And there is a reason I believe that you are part of this community now. I believe there's a reason that you were born in a time where certain kinds of world chaos would ensue. I believe that everyone in this group has a capacity, a really immense capacity beyond many other people, to recognize this dimension of yourself and stabilize it. And it is undoubtedly needed now. We more than ever need to commit to stabilizing in this, which can support ourselves and all community. And I will do everything in my power to help us not only recognize this, but learn how to live from it. Learn how to trust that there is something so much greater than our ordinary consciousness that is here, that is announcing itself, that is under all conditions. And it will give us the strength we need for whatever we need to face. And you are not alone. We have this incredible capacity. We have this incredible gift of each other. We are gifted beyond because we have each other that we can connect to, we can entrain with, and we can belong to in this time. And we are, some of us are newer to the Luminous community. And I want to really, really have this 4 days teach us how we can use this community to strengthen our access to our awakening and to support us whenever we feel lost, hurt, scared, don't have access, that we have all the support we need. We are rich beyond riches with each other. And we're going to spend these next 4 days learning to recognize this ultimate dimension of our being and marinate in it so that our energy becomes a collective field of light and love and truth. And we are going to learn how to support each other when we're caught and we can't get out by ourselves and we need that support. We are going to learn to be that for each other so that no one in this community feels alone or feels without the support they need. And we're going to learn how to do that in a way that strengthens us so that we are also a support for all the other people that we are interconnected with. And that is the intention of this time together. And I feel so much gratitude in my heart to share this with you and that we have each other. So right now, what we're going to do is break up into our home groups. And we're going to have a little time to check in so that we can feel that we still have smaller groups where we can all speak and we can see everyone's face. So Danny right now is going to move us into smaller rooms with our home group leaders. And we're going to have short check-ins. Let me look at my schedule. I'm a little behind.
When do you want us to come back?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. So let's come back at 11:50. And so we'll split that time amongst whoever's there. And Danny, did you get my text? Raina and I don't have home groups, but we thought we'd just join a couple home groups.
Yep, I got you.
Okay, awesome. So we're going to split into home groups. And what I want us to do in our home groups is first take a moment as a group and feel the collective field of your home group, like actually through your awareness, get the felt sense of the group so you can feel the connection. And then we're going to just take, we're going to put a timer on, split the time. And each person is just going to have a chance with our loving presence. We're going to just give our open-hearted loving presence. And the person gets to check in. And when you check in, you can describe how you've been doing, but you can also just be in the present moment and see what arises and what wants to speak from you. We want to know what you need. If anyone's in need, we want to know how you are, but we also just want you to get present in the moment and feel what wants to speak through you. Just allow in this moment experience with the presence of your home groups. So we're going to each as a group collect, adhere, cohere, and then offer loving presence in return. That loving presence sharing with us now. and then we'll come back together, have a closing, and we'll be meeting later today. Okay? All right, loves. Manny, how do we do it?
All right, so I'm going to send everyone to your groups. You'll get a message with a 60-minute countdown timer when you'll be coming back to the main group. And if anyone gets disconnected and joins back in, you'll kind of come back into the main room and I'll find you and I'll put you back in your group. And so I'll see you all soon.
And just to be clear, Annalisa, you said that we're all coming back at 10 to 12
California time. Yeah.
Yeah, and that'll happen automatically. So you'll get a message.
Yeah, okay. So you said an hour. I thought you meant 60 minutes from now. So that's, I just wanted that clarification. Mm-hmm. So we have 35 minutes together.
Yeah, 35 minutes.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, let's hope this works. And so for those of us that are still here, since I'm the host, we're just going to be here in the main room. And there's a few people on the phone who I didn't know who you were. And so you will be joining our group. And I'll just go ahead and unmute you, those of you who are on the phone, so that you can say hi and we can see who you are. And everyone can unmute themselves also. I just unmuted you, Annalisa, if you were trying to speak.
Are we all back?
I imagine we're all back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we're still learning the technology and the shifting. There's things we're getting used to, but how was that to get to be with the shared nervous system of your small group? How was that?
Good. Great.
Good?
Yeah.
Feel all that beautiful connection?
Yeah.
Yeah. Support?
Yes.
Family? Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, and then now we can readjust and also feel the bigger family. Now we're in the big family gathering. We're in the little family gathering. And we're going to close this in about 7 minutes, and then we're going to re-meet at 4 today for anyone who wants to. And I just wanted to share, let's see. So there's two things that I want us to practice again and again and again over this 4 days so that it becomes our habit going forward. And one is we're going to find the source of well-being that's available to us anywhere, anytime. We're going to find the ground of our own nature and that which is always supporting us. And especially at a time like this, isolation is a real thing. That people can feel alone, people can feel separate. And we aren't trained as a culture to reach to each other. We aren't trained to reach out and give and receive support. So we are going to practice that like crazy in the next 4 days. We are going to practice again and again getting to hang out in the shared nervous system of each other and the shared wonderful field of each other. And I don't know about you guys, but my group could really feel like we even tickled someone in our group and they could feel the tickles. Mm-hmm. So we have an opportunity right now to really come together and be a felt presence for each other. Mm-hmm. And I also want to say there two opposite truths are true. On the one hand, we need to unhook from our thoughts and unhook from our emotions and go straight to that source of resource as a practice every day. And we also need, any time we feel caught in any uncomfortable feelings, whether it's isolation or tension or sadness or fear, we need, when we're caught, to also know that someone else's presence is incredibly quickly resourcing. How many of you felt that when you went in your group, just having the listening and the presence of others gave you space to move or release or come into better? How many of you felt that? Yeah? And so we want to use that immense capacity and train to do it better and better so much right now. We want to really, really rest into the heart of this community and learn how to show up and give the support and receive the support we need. We need to break down our habits of self-reliance and isolation. And we need to know that however we feel, if we feel what we feel with other people's presence without inhibiting it or hiding it or trying to make it better, just the presence of others with that will allow it to soften, change, come into well-being. How many of you had an experience like that in your little group? Yeah? Okay. So we got each other and we have all that is, like this ground of our own well-being that is resounding through everything. And we're gonna just keep bringing our awareness to this well-being, this source of goodness, to this illuminated mind, to this heart of being that is pulsing. And we're gonna show up and give space for anything, any aspect that just needs to feel the interconnected nervous system and the warmth of each other, so that we can let all of the parts of us that have gotten triggered or felt alone to come out and be held. Okay? And that's what we're gonna keep doing for the next 4 days. And then from that, we're gonna find a way, whether we're gonna find both a structure and a way to keep doing it with each other until we are so incredibly resourced that when they finally take us out of these lockdowns, we're gonna be like, what? We're just gonna be so deeply connected and resourced. We're just gonna be like, damn, I just wanna keep doing that, which we can. But luckily we have this thing that makes it even more available. So this is a good, incredible time for us. And I'm so happy to be with each one of you. So why don't we just for a moment put our hands on our heart and just feel whatever is true in your deepest heart, what your heart wishes for yourself and for all beings everywhere. And may all the benefits that we receive from these teachings and from each other, can you find those benefits and send them like a signal, like a light that's just shining out onto the earth, like a sound that's resounding, but send it out so that it may touch others. And they may feel our presence with them. And they may feel our love with them. Envelop all those in need with this love. And as that you send that love, that signal, that warmth, that care out, notice that the more you give it away, the more it just returns and fills your entire body with that care and with that love. Until every cell is gleaming with that care and with that love. And when you are gleaming in this care and in this love, what you are gleaming in is truth. Because everything except this love is a cloud. You are gleaming in the truth of our being. You are taking your awareness and diving into the center of what is true. Gleaming in this love. You are the shining truth. And nothing can stop truth. Truth will always prevail. Okay, my loves, we will see you at 4 o'clock California time. So good to be with all of you.
Thank you, Annalisa.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Oh, thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, love you guys.
Love you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
See you guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Ah, zero of the videos change.
Right now.
Where's the button? Okay. Button.
It's only getting bigger.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Out there.
No one really want to go.
Zoom lunch.